Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck with show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. It is Motown Monday. Little David Ruffin solo to get us started here. This was from his first, I think, solo album. Might have been his first solo release that he had. Mm-hmm. 404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game. At JMCH316. At the D. Lewis for real. Well, I mean, the Miami Heat have the lead in the third quarter against the Denver Nuggets, 60-56. I didn't see this coming. So, again, not that the Heat aren't a resilient team, but thought maybe some guys would be on the banana boat for the Miami Heat. And they're hanging tough. I mean, they got the lead right now as we're in the third quarter right now. So, you know, obviously a long way to go, but still didn't really see this. Bam Adebayo, he's had a big night tonight. He's got 18 points and 10 boards. Max Strus, he's got 10 points. You know, questions whether or not he was going to play tonight. Jimmy Butler struggling. 2-for-9 from the field. He's got 8 points. Joker's got 16 points, 13 boards, and only 4 assists in the game. But the reason that they're losing, it's Jamal Murray. He's 3-for-10, 0-for-4 from 3. He's got 6 points, 4 boards, and 4 assists. But 3-of-10 and 0-for-4 from 3. Not like what he did the last night. Not like what he did the last time. So we'll keep you up to date on that. This Braves game is a mess. Braves lose tonight in 10 innings. Oh, boy. Raisel Iglesias, he comes in the ninth, supposed to close it up, gives up an inning of work, 5 hits, 3 runs, a homer, couple of strikeouts, hasta lasagna, don't get any on you. And then Jimenez comes in the 10th. And he gives up the run, and that's all she wrote. And the Tigers stink. Again, bottom feeders against the Tigers and the Oakland A's. Got to beat those teams. I mean, this is – you got to beat – and again, you got an outstanding performance from Charlie Morton tonight, right? He had a bounce-back game. We talked about his last 4 starts. He was terrific tonight. 5 2/3, 4 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. 8 of the 17 outs that he recorded came via swing and a miss, or without no swing. 104 pitches. So, unfortunately, he couldn't get through the 6th inning. But McHugh came in. He did his job, although, he did his job. I mean, the Braves were up 4-0 at that point. So, even though he gave up a run, he did his job. Minter, then Anderson starts the floodgates to open. He gave up a run. Iglesias gave up 3. And Jimenez loses it in the 10th inning, and that's all you wrote. That's all she wrote. So, again, a bad team in Detroit winning tonight, so that's not too good out of all of it. So we'll see if Denver can hang on here or if Miami's going to win this thing. So we'll keep you up to date with all of that. First, though, let's get to what we call an NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Texans are going to induct J.J. Watt into their Ring of Honor coming up October 1st. Well, duh. He's the greatest player in franchise history.
Day-Day, question for you. J.J. Watt will be the third member into the Ring of Honor for the Houston Texans. He's only going to be the third person that is honored in the Ring of Honor. And he guesses this through the first two.
Does it date back to... Well, no, it's strictly Texans, right?
Yeah, to the Texans, just the Texans.
I don't know. Andre, what's the receiver? Andre Ware?
Nope.
Not Ware, but...
Say Johnson.
Johnson. Andre yep. Johnson.
He's one of the guys.
Yeah, he's one. Who would the other be?
This is lame, the other one.
Outside of Andre Johnson, I really can't think of who else would be deserving.
Well, it's a trick question in some ways. It's the owner.
The owner of the Texans?
Yeah, Robert McNair.
Okay.
So Andre Johnson's in the Ring of Honor, yeah. And Robert McNair's in the Ring of Honor. Why exactly? Didn't he have some issues or something like that?
I feel like there was some kind of legal...
Yeah. Bob McNair have some issues? You know, I know Bob Kraft had issues. Yeah, you know,
The Miami...
Yeah, you know, the workers... You know, I thought Bob McNair had some kind of issue as well. But, Bob McNair and Andre Johnson and now J.J. Watt will join that distinguished group of who else would you say should be a Ring of Honor player for the Texans?
Offhand, nobody I can think of, but I guarantee you there's probably an offensive lineman probably worthy of being there.
I would say Matt Schaub.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would tell you Tony Boselli because he was the first draft pick of the Texans in that supplemental draft.
Right.
Maybe a Tony Boselli. How about Mario Williams?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Mario Williams, yeah.
And even Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know about Clowney, but, I mean, Mario Williams, I think, deserves
definitely
to be.
Mario, because before JJ, yeah.
Who was the, who was the long-term defensive back? Dunta Robinson? Wasn't Dunta Robinson? Didn't he have some good years in Texans?
Yeah.
So,
player-wise, so JJ is just the second. Player wise.
Yes.
So they must have just started
and
it recently.
And again, he's the best player in franchise history.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not even close, but yeah, I mean, if you only have, I guess, one a year, I mean, you're going to have a long way to go, but
yeah.
But I was trying to think of who the Texans might have for their Ring of Honor players. How about this story, Day-Day? The XFL lost $60 million in 2023. The XFL could eventually be the XFL again, although the Spring League will keep moving forward. While there's no panic yet from new ownership that features Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the third iteration of the league, founded by Vince McMahon in 2001, lost $60 million in 2023, according to Jabari Young of Forbes.com. For 2024, Young reports that the XFL projects revenue of $100 million, with $20 million of it coming from ESPN. We're extremely well capitalized for the long term, XFL co-owner Danny Garcia said. This is our new WWE, the next massive live property. Okay. All right. It ain't the WWE. I know you're trying to be, and you know, Danny Garcia is The Rock's ex-wife. That's who he had his kid with, but XFL co-owner Jerry Cardinale expects the XFL to become cash flow positive by 2027, and that the metrics from the 2023 season suggest the league is on its way. How is losing $60 million a league that's on its way? Hey, we got some good things happening. We only lost $60 million. That's probably more than the entire payroll of every player on a team
and all of the coaches, I would guarantee you their entire payroll budget's not $60 million. For every team in the league. Yeah. Again, the USFL was the only thing that came close, right? The World Football League, the XFL, the AAF. If the USFL, had just stuck to what they do, but Trump wanted to go against the NFL and he wanted to go head to head. If they had just stuck to what they do best, they might have had a shot because they certainly had the players. And that was the whole thing about all these other leagues is the football isn't good. That's why you get so many of these leagues that just peter out after a while, because the football's not good. But the USFL back in the old days, they had Steve Young and Jim Kelly and Reggie White. They had Bobby Hebert. They had all the top stars. Herschel Walker. They had top flight talent. Now, again, it may not have lasted because the egos, of the owners, was all out of whack, all of them. But Trump, especially when he wanted to go head-to-head against the NFL, that he wanted a fall league that would go head-to-head instead of just staying spring-summer, just head-to-head against the league, and that was a big mistake. But they had the players. They had the quality of football that you could have gotten that league over. But you're not going to get the league over when it's, bad football. That was what the AAF was trotting out there. Bad football. Nobody wants to watch bad football. When you see college and pro football, and then you get your talking points from there, again, you don't want to see bad football. So, it is what it is. But I don't know that they will be around all that much longer. Rodrigo Blankenship's trying out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so he's got a workout with them this week. So hopefully Rodrigo can get himself back in the league and obviously start kicking again. And obviously a legend with the University of Georgia, but not gone so well for him. Remember, he missed that, He missed that chip shot field goal for Indy and then got cut the next week. Immediately got cut. Hey, man, that's life in the NFL, man. Either perform or you don't. Either perform or you don't. So, again, hopefully it goes better for Rodrigo. But I'd like to see him catch on with the Buccaneers. So we'll see what happens there. And Doug Peterson is excusing his veterans from minicamp, saying that he wants to really focus on the young guys. And says here the team kicked off minicamp Monday with most older players away from the facility after an off-season program that Peterson said was devoted to refining everything ahead of training camp. Peterson also thinks that this time off is more valuable for those players and that their absence allows the team to devote more of their attention to other things, like the rookies and such. So I don't have a problem with that. Again, even for mandatory minis, I don't really have a problem with doing all of that. All right, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Should the Falcons trade for this player? I'll give you that name next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show.
Headed the top of the hour, Jason Longshore's got Atlanta soccer tonight, coming off a 3-1 victory over DC United or whatever they are. Are they DC? I think it's DC United. I think it's what it is.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And the DC stands for dozens of crap. Anyway. All right, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line if you want to jump on the phones. So the Minnesota Vikings, Danielle Hunter, is not very happy right now. He is skipping mandatory minicamp. He was not at OTAs this season, and now he's skipping mandatory minicamp. Hunter is a guy who, in four of his seven seasons, has at least double-digit sacks. He had 12.5 in 2016. Sorry, 2018 and 19, he went back-to-back years of 14.5 sacks. Then he got the shoulder injury last year and only played in seven games, but bounced back as he was a comeback player of the year nominee and had 10.5 sacks. So the last 4 years, he has had 45.5 sacks the last 4 years combined. 45.5 sacks by himself. We've only had 39 as a team the last 2 years. That's every player on the roster. He's a game wrecker. He's a guy that can get off the edge and eat up quarterbacks. And so I'm asking you, if 404-726-0929, is this a guy that you want to trade for? So here's the deal. He's got $5.3 million that he's owed this year. Not a very big number, right? And that's because that they moved his money around into the previous years to make that number bigger for his payout. Well, now it's coming to where he doesn't have nearly the kind of money. So it's $4.8 or $9 million salary. I think it's $4.9 million and $500,000 in bonuses. So it gets it up to 5.3 or whatever it is, 5.48 to 5 or whatever. It's not much. Now he is a free agent at the end of the year, but however, we still got plenty of cash coming next year, right? I mean, we still got all these vagabonds that are one-year deals and stuff, and we're still going to be in good cap shape. We're not in cap purgatory anymore. I say why not? I say why not make a trade for a guy like that? Why would you not trade for a Danielle Hunter, who's arguably one of the top pass rushers? And I think he set the record for most sacks before the age of 25 or something like that. Some crazy kind of number. We don't have one of those guys. We have a lot of hope and wishful thinking. Well, you know, maybe Ebukadi can step up. Well, you know, this guy. Well, that guy. Well, D'Angelo Malone. I mean, we don't have that fire breather coming off the edge. And if Danielle Hunter can be that guy, brother, bring him in. Last year, 17 games started. 3 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, 10.5 sacks, and 22 quarterback hits. Pro Bowler last year. We said comeback player of the year. But he finished 12th in comeback player of the year voting. He's been an all-pro, second-team all-pro before in his first 14.5 sack season. Why can't we be in the mix? We got the money. We've got the up-and-coming roster. Why can't we be in the mix? And even if I have to give up some trade, you know, draft capital assets, I don't have that fire breather. And I still think it's the one thing that holds us back. I think it's the one thing that I still don't have full faith and confidence in when you look at this team. So 404-726-0929. Let's grab Ricky out in Atlanta. What's going on, Ricky?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How's it going, man?
It's going great. I can speak on the Danielle Hunter situation, but I kind of just been waiting to speak on the Falcons, period. I haven't really heard a lot of opinions that kind of reflect mine in reference to the draft, so I kind of just want to start there. I to this day have not kind of wrapped my mind around why we took Bijan Robinson at, what was it, 7 or 8?
8, yep.
8. We took him at 8. Everybody who knows football knows, unless you are saying that this guy is a generational talent, I mean a surefire generational talent, you know, I mean like Reggie Bush level, you know, type talent, Derrick Henry level type talent. I just don't understand why we didn't go defensive line, you know, at that spot, or at least a big time receiver. I personally would have liked Jackson Smith and Jigba in the slot, personally. But I just feel maybe you can help me out to kind of understand why. But not to mention that the starting running back that we had, or I don't even know if Algier is starting. If I'm not mistaken, he had a 1,000-yard season.
Yes, he did.
So why are we going running back at 8? And when we have a running back that was like a 6th-round draft pick that's coming off a 1,000, you know, yard season, not to mention we have Cordell Patterson. So that move alone to me was, in my opinion, a big mistake for our franchise.
Well, I mean, look, they think that he is a generational talent. I mean, that's what they think, is that he is a generational talent. Was certainly the best running back coming out of the draft by far, but that's what they think, is he's a generational talent. Now, time will tell, right? But I completely understand the sentiment. I have said, Ricky, I love Bijan Robinson. I don't love the position that he plays. You know, we can't seem to figure out why we don't win more games. Is it because we don't have enough running backs? Is it because we don't have enough wide receivers? We don't have enough tight ends? Or do we not influence the game on both lines of scrimmage the way you have to win big in the NFL? You have to influence the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Oh, Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, they got all these guys that can sack the quarterback, finished 2nd in the league last year. Oh, okay. You know what else they got? Guys on their offensive line that are really good, including guys like Creed Humphrey that they drafted in the 2nd round. They drafted Creed Humphrey in the 2nd round, just a throwaway kind of pick. Creed Humphrey. He's the first-team all-pro center. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles, great offensive and defensive line. San Francisco 49ers are the best line-of-scrimmage team in the NFL. That's why they always have the best offensive line and the best defensive lines. Great line-of-scrimmage team. Guess what? They're always in the, you know, knocking on the Super Bowl's door. Guess what? The Eagles were in the Super Bowl this year. Guess what? Kansas City Chiefs knock on the door every year. It's not hard to figure out why. It's not just some mystery. I mean, they have great quarterback play, and they influence the game with the line of scrimmage. So I understand, but they think he's a generational talent that can do just about everything on offense. But look, if you have to give up even a couple of draft picks for a Danielle Hunter, maybe a 2nd and a 3rd, I don't think that if he backs up the Vikings up against the wall, they won't be able to get nearly as much for him as what they think. And the Falcons have money to spend. If we can sign a $14 million safety, we can sign Danielle Hunter to a long-term contract. If we have $14 million we can allocate to a safety who plays 10 yards away from the line of scrimmage, we can certainly find a way to play Danielle Hunter. And that's what I want. I want guys who influence the game at that position. Minnesota was not a very good defense, but you know what? Day-Day, were they a playoff team?
Yes, they were.
Uh-huh. They don't have very good quarterback play. Their defense overall wasn't good, but you know what they can do? Sack the quarterback.
Yep.
That's what they do. And if they're not full of, you know, great personnel, they got some pieces on their defense, but they can sack the quarterback. And I'll explain again for the 18 millionth time, if you can sack the quarterback, you can be a playoff defense. If you can get to 38, 40 sacks, you can be a playoff team. You may not be 2001 Ravens, 86 Giants,
84 Bears, but you can be a playoff team. And right now, we're not a playoff team. Hopefully that changes. I mean, right now, we're not a playoff team. And there's no reason why, because teams are inquiring about him. Because he's sitting out of mandatory minis. He's going to get fined for it. He sat out of OTAs. He's not happy with his contract. And he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. You can guarantee that Minnesota wants to move on from him if he's not going to sign any kind of deal. And they don't want to wait for him. They don't want to wait for him to, you know, not sign a contract. Then they lose him in free agency. And all he gets a supplemental draft pick or whatever it's called. A compensatory pick. If that's all you get for him, that ain't very good. So, again, when you have the opportunity to get guys like this, and he's 28 years old, when you have these kinds of chances, you have to be aggressive. Because I still don't think that our pass rush is elite by any stretch. I still don't think that we have an elite-level pass rush. And you bring a guy like this in who's had 3 of the last 4 years be double-digit sack years. And again, he had 2 years where he had 29 sacks. We only had 39 as a team the last 2 years. Think about that. How crazy is that whole thing? So we'll see, but I hope the Falcons, I mean, I'm hearing about teams being in the mix to trade for him. Let's hope the Falcons are there. Let's hope the Falcons are one of those teams. Got to get more game wreckers on our defensive line. All right, we're going to head to the top of the hour. Jason Longshore with Atlanta Soccer tonight. Chuck Reed for one more segment in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reed Show. Motown Monday. Little Smokey Robinson here, right? In the Miracles, right? In this Smoky Mountain?
No, this is actually Eddie Holland.
Oh, okay.
Leaving Here.
Leaving Here.
Yep.
That's what we're doing in 20 minutes.
That's why I'm playing it.
Yeah. We're getting out of here as quickly as we can so I can go to bed. 81-76 Nuggets over the Miami Heat right now. Bam Adebayo's had a good game, but Jimmy Butler he's struggled. Max Strus has been okay. Joker has played really well, 10 for 13, 24 points and 15 boards. Murray's not done much offensively, 14 points, but on 6 of 14 shooting and 2 of 7. From 3. If you didn't hear earlier, Braves lost to the Tigers in extra innings in the 10th inning, 6-5. Raisel Iglesias blows a save, and then Jimenez loses it in the 10th inning. So, the bullpen, after Morton gave up no runs, the bullpen gave up all 6 runs. Can't do that. Can't do that. So, anyway.
Literally their only issue. Literally.
Yeah, for all the things about starting pitching, you know, it is becoming like, okay, the bullpen hasn't just lived up to its expectations. Iglesias, Minter, like some of those guys, you know, even McHugh a little bit, some of those guys haven't just lived up to what we expected out of them. And it's just been kind of a blech, you know, the house of blech. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but that's – again, teams like Oakland and Detroit, you got to feast against, right? I mean, you got to feast against these guys.
Do you think they're letting their guard down?
I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes that's all these teams have to play for, right?
Right.
You know, play the big bad Atlanta Braves, World Series champs a couple years ago, division winners, right?
And yeah.
All this kind of stuff, and
that's all you've got to go up against.
Well, it sparked something for Oakland, apparently, because I don't know what they did yesterday, but I know going into yesterday, I think they were riding like a 5-game win streak. So,
let's see what Oakland was here. They are. So they've won 5 in a row.
Okay, so the streak's still going then.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So it's gotten them all the way up to 17-50. 17-50. They're right now, through 60-some-odd games, 25.5 games out of first place.
That is crazy.
Isn't that?
That is crazy.
194 run differential.
Not even sniffing contention.
They have a bigger run differential, Day-Day, than the next two worst teams combined. Kansas City and Detroit mm-hmm. are a combined 184.
Mm-hmm.
They're a 194.
Wow.
The worst in the National League is minus 69. How can you be 194 run differential 65 games into the season? Or how many games they played? 67 games in the season.
Yeah,
how can you be a 194 negative run differential after 67 games?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not even halfway through. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I can understand the Rangers. Rangers are a plus 149. That's why they're 25 and a half games up on Oakland. But that's just a disaster. Just a disaster. So, anyway. But, look. You don't want to give away games to these bad teams. I mean, again, especially when you've done so much good work on the road, you've done so much good work against the Phillies and the Mets and all that. You don't want to give away games to it. So, hopefully they get back on track. And I didn't see who's going to start tomorrow night for them, but we'll see what happens with all of that. But yeah, it's. Just kind of sucks. I mean, you waste a good outing by Morton. All right. I mean, Charlie Morton's been struggling last four starts. We talked about 6.13 ERA. Then you go out and, lay an egg like that. He pitches 5 2/3 shutout ball, and then you can't close it out. After they were up, by the way, too. They were up in the game, what, 4-1?
5-1.
5-1.
Because Michael Harris, it was 4-1.
Yeah, he homered.
And he hit the solo.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll see what the Braves can do coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk more about this later in the week, but are you guys doing anything for Father's Day?
We will be in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So Father's Day itself, our sons will be with my dad, because my dad lives in North Carolina, but he's only like an hour away from Myrtle Beach. So we'll drop them with him on Saturday. Sunday, Father's Day itself, we'll just be hanging out at the beach, and then we'll go get them from my dad on Monday.
So. Yeah, you're taking off some time here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Couple few weeks.
Yeah, next week. So I'll be back Wednesday.
Yeah, but you're gone then a couple of weeks later though.
Yeah, in July next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're taking off a whole bunch of time here.
I got to get it in, because once we get into the fall, there's no more. Not for me. I don't know how it's going to work for you, but once that football season starts for us.
Well, I'll take off time at the end of the year for the holidays. Like I'll probably take off between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, see, I'll still be here. I mean, obviously, Christmas Day I'll be off. And
well, why can't you take off time then?
I probably can, but I just haven't gone that far. It's just that with the kids, I just have to try to make sure set up those days for a couple of vacations.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'll take off the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay.
I mean, we don't work all that much. I mean,
that's true. And it's slow. It's probably like the slowest time in radio. So
yeah, hopefully this December I don't have a stroke. Hopefully
you will.
Hopefully we get through all of that.
So. You won't.
Hopefully I don't spend, a weekend in the hospital come football season, just seeing if my brain is ever going to work again or see if I can ever speak out of all of it. So maybe I don't know. Who knows what my next malady will be.
What about you guys? What's the plan? Or she hasn't told you yet.
No, I mean, my daughter and I and her friend are going to go up. I'm going to drive up to Chattanooga on Saturday afternoon.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah, so after I get done with work on Saturday, drive up to Chattanooga. We'll go to Lake Winnie, Lake Winnie, Lake Winnipesaukee,
mm-hmm.
Lake Winnie Amusement Park.
We'll go hang out there, do our thing. Then we'll go. I've got us a nice hotel in downtown Chattanooga. So we'll check into the hotel and then go eat some dinner. And then we'll come back home. We'll get up and eat breakfast in the morning and then kind of head back from there on Sunday afternoon.
There's a good barbecue place in downtown Chattanooga. I cannot remember. It's probably been about 8 years since.
Well, you know, downtown Chattanooga is also they got the official, they're home of the Moon Pie store. So
yeah.
Moon Pies officially. Yep. So you know what else they got is that, oh gosh. Oh man, I can't remember that ice cream place that they have as well down there. Where it's like that, like gelato kind of ice cream.
Oh, okay.
I forget now. My brain doesn't function that well. But Chattanooga's, you know, again, I always talk about, we have so many towns that are close by to us within a short drive.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Greenville, you know, Savannah. Right, Nashville is not too far away.
Yep.
I mean,
even the Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were just up there back in April.
Charleston, you can get to in about 5 hours.
Yep, Charleston. That's somewhere we haven't been.
Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte's obviously the Queen City. Charlotte's a fun town. So, I mean, there's so many good little towns to
Savannah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many good towns to go to that are not that far a drive away. Even places like Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into the spaceships and NASA and all that kind of stuff, I mean, Huntsville's the headquarters for NASA.
I mean,
so it's really cool. I mean, Huntsville's a lot of fun. Birmingham's a fun city. So there's like so many good little towns that, you know, are not that far a drive away from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like nice cities to go to. So
yeah, Montgomery's they've got the really cool Civil Rights Museum.
Yep.
It's actually two facilities. They have the outdoor one and then the indoor one, and they've got the Triple A team that's there, the baseball team that's like right there. Stadium's right across the street from the
museum. I mean, and then you get down to Mobile, that's Ricketts Field and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the old famous stadium down there. And what is it for Mobile? What is it? It's Willie McCovey, Hank Aaron, and who's the other player that's from Mobile, Alabama? Like three Hall of Famers are from Mobile. It's McCovey, Aaron, and it's somebody else that's from Mobile. So, again, great baseball, great seafood. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mobile's a fun town. Mobile's got a lot of good restaurants and seafood restaurants and stuff like that down there. So, yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about Atlanta is you don't have to fly to get to some fun places.
Nope.
Right? Or you can go up to Helen. You can go up to Helen up in the mountains and all that good kind of stuff. I mean, so there's so many fun places that you can go to.
Yeah, so. It definitely is. Yep. Yep. Yeah, like I said, we were just up in Gatlinburg, and that was a cool drive because on the way back, we've been to Gatlinburg, I don't know, like probably a dozen times. And for some reason, this last time, it was the first time it brought us back through the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Normally it always brought us back through Knoxville and
on
down into 75.
Right.
But for whatever reason, this time it took us through the mountains.
Okay.
And that was our first time actually going up in and around, and so it was pretty cool. And you know, I was telling the kids, I was like, you know, that's, you know, you guys got to like take this all in because not every kid can say they've driven through. The Smokies, you know?
They don't appreciate it.
No, they really
stuff.
Didn't.
Yeah, I mean, they don't.
they
I
were,
mean,
you know.
my daughter would sleep in the back seat of the car.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, when we were going down to Florida, and she would just sleep for the whole time. Like, literally, like, the whole time we'd go down to Florida. Like, she'd just sleep for the whole drive. You know, get up every so often so we can go eat lunch or something like that. But, yeah, she it's like, yeah, okay, you know, want to see the sights? Nah.
Nah, right.
Nah.
And now, and you know, they're kids of devices, so they really.
Oh,
you
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When we were growing up, you, your choices were either to sleep or look at whatever was outside. Like,
yeah, or like, you know, they had those goofy games that you would play. Like,
yeah.
You know, the license plate game and all these.
Punch buggy.
Yeah.
All those, yeah.
I mean, so again, we had to do whatever we had to do to entertain ourselves because again, there wasn't devices and even the radio. Like, I mean, there wasn't like Sirius XM radio.
Right.
Like, you would have to drive through. You know, you would have to keep turning your radio, adjusting your radio to whatever area of town that you were in.
Exactly.
Wasn't like Sirius XM. Like, you could just I can have 24/7 music, and as long as I got the satellite around, you know, we can I can listen to, you know, whatever. But no, we had to listen to, you know, whatever, you know,
whatever station you could pick up.
Right, right. I mean, you know, like Akron's Finest Hits or whatever right. like that, and then Bluefield, West Virginia Rocks, you know, whatever. So, but you know, you had to do all those kinds of things. But anyway, so
now that was road tripping.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was road trip. I mean, look, I've driven across the country before with my folks. I mean, we drove from Ohio to California.
Wow, nice.
You know, so
okay.
we've done one of those kinds of trips where that felt like 20 years of my life. I mean, you know, but they were fun. I mean, you know, they were road trips, and you just kind of hung out and just kind of slept and things like that, and did all that good stuff. So anyway,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Motown Monday. Little Smokey Robinson here, right? The Miracles, right? And this Smokey Mountain?
No, this is actually Eddie Holland.
Oh, okay.
Leaving Here.
Leaving Here.
Yep.
That's what we're doing in 20 minutes.
That's so, why I'm playing it.
Yeah. We're getting out of here as quickly as we can so I can go to bed. 81-76 Nuggets. Over the Miami Heat right now. Bam Adebayo's had a good game, but Jimmy Butler he's struggled. Max Strus has been okay. Joker has played really well, 10 for 13, 24 points and 15 boards. Murray's not done much offensively, 14 points, but on 6 of 14 shooting and 2 of 7 from 3. If you didn't hear earlier, Braves lost to the Tigers in extra innings in the 10th inning. 6-5, Raisel Iglesias blows a save, and then Jimenez loses it in the 10th inning. So, the bullpen, after Morton gave up no runs, the bullpen gave up all 6 runs. Can't do that. Can't do that. So, anyway.
Literally their only issue. Literally.
Yeah. You know, for all the things about starting pitching, you know, it is becoming like, okay, the bullpen hasn't just lived up to its expectations. Iglesias, Minter, like some of those guys, you know, even McHugh a little bit, some of those guys haven't just lived up to what we expected out of them. And it's just been kind of a blech, you know, the house of blech. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but that's, again, it's teams like Oakland and Detroit, you got to feast against, right? I mean, you got to feast against these guys.
Do you think they're letting their guard down?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes that's all these teams have to play for, right?
Right.
You know, play the big bad Atlanta Braves, World Series champs a couple years ago, division winners, right?
And yeah.
All this kind of stuff, and that's all you've got to you know, go up against.
Well, sparked something for Oakland, apparently, because I don't know what they did yesterday, but I know going into yesterday, I think they were riding like a 5-game win streak. So,
let's see what Oakland was here. They are, so they've won 5 in a row.
Okay, so the streak's still going then.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's gotten them all the way up to 17-50. 17-50. They're right now, through 60-some-odd games, 25.5 games out of first place.
That is crazy.
Isn't that?
That is crazy.
194 run differential.
Not even sniffing contention.
They have a bigger run differential, Day-Day, than the next two worst teams combined.
Kansas City and Detroit are a combined 184. They're a 194.
Wow.
The worst in the National League is minus 69. How can you be a 194 run differential 65 games into the season? Or how many games they played? 67 games in the season.
Yeah,
how can you be a 194 negative run differential after 67 games?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not even halfway through. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I can understand the Rangers. Rangers are a plus 149. That's why they're 25 and a half games up on Oakland. But that's just a disaster. Just a disaster. So, anyway. But, you know, look. You don't want to give away games to these bad teams. I mean, again, especially when you've done so much good work on the road. You've done so much good work against the Phillies and the Mets and all that. You don't want to give away games to it. So, you know, hopefully they get back on track. And I didn't see who's going to start tomorrow night for them. But, you know, we'll see what happens with all of that. But, yeah, it's just kind of sucks. I mean, just, you know, you waste a good outing by Morton. All right? I mean, you had Charlie Morton's been struggling. Last four starts, we talked about 6.13 ERA. Then you go out and, you know, lay an egg like that. He pitches 5 2/3 shutout ball. And then you can't close it out. After they were up, by the way, too. They were up in the game, what, 4-1?
5-1.
5-1.
Because Michael Harris, it was 4-1.
Yeah, he
homered.
And then
he hit the solo. Homered.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll see what the Braves can do coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk more about this later in the week, but are you guys doing anything for Father's Day?
We will be in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So Father's Day itself, our sons will be with my dad because my dad lives in North Carolina, but he's only like an hour away from Myrtle Beach. So we'll drop them with him on Saturday. Sunday, Father's Day itself, you know, we'll just be hanging out at the beach, and then we'll go get them from my dad on Monday.
Yeah,
so.
You're taking off some time here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Couple few weeks.
Yeah, next week. So I'll be back Wednesday.
Yeah, but you're gone then a couple of weeks later though.
Yeah, in July next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're taking off a whole bunch of time here.
I got to get it in cuz once we get into the fall, you know, there's no more not for me. I don't know how it's going to work for you, but you know, once that football season starts for us.
Well, I'll take off time at the end of the year for the holidays. Like I'll probably take off between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, see. I'll still be here. I mean, obviously, Christmas Day, I'll be off. And
well, why can't you take off time then?
I probably can, but I just haven't gone that far. It's just that with the kids, you know, I just have to try to make sure set up those days for a couple of vacations.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'll take off the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay.
I mean, we don't work all that much. I mean,
that's true. And it's slow. It's probably like the slowest time in radio. So
yeah, hopefully this December, I don't have a stroke. Hopefully
you will.
Hopefully we get through all of that. So.
You won't.
Hopefully I don't spend, you know, a weekend in the hospital come football season, you know, just seeing if my brain is ever going to work again or see if I can ever speak
Stop it.
Out of all of it. So maybe I don't know. Who knows what my next malady will be.
What about you guys? What's the plan? Or she hasn't told you yet.
No, I mean, my daughter and I and her friend are going to go up. I'm going to drive up to Chattanooga on Saturday afternoon.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah, so after I get done with work on Saturday, drive up to Chattanooga. We'll go to Lake Winnipesaukee, Lake Winnie Amusement Park. We'll go hang out there, do our thing. Then we'll go. I've got us a nice hotel in downtown Chattanooga. So we'll check into the hotel and then go eat some dinner. And then we'll come back home. We'll get up and eat breakfast in the morning and then kind of head back from there on Sunday afternoon.
There's a good barbecue place in downtown Chattanooga. I cannot remember. It's probably been about 8 years since.
Well, downtown Chattanooga is also they got the official, they're home of the Moon Pie store. So
yeah.
Moon Pies officially.
Yep.
So you know what else they got is that I can't remember that ice cream place that they have as well down there. Where it's like that, like gelato kind of ice cream.
Oh, okay.
I forget now. My brain doesn't function that well. But Chattanooga's, you know, again, I always talk about, we have so many towns
that are close by to us within a short drive.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Greenville, you know, Savannah, right? Nashville is not too far away.
Yep.
I mean
even the Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We were just up there back in April.
Charleston, you can get to in about 5 hours.
Yep, Charleston. That's somewhere we haven't been.
Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte's obviously the Queen City. Charlotte's a fun town. So, I mean, there's so many good little towns to...
Savannah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many good towns to go to that are not that far a drive away. Even places like Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into the spaceships and NASA and all that kind of stuff, I mean, Huntsville's the headquarters for NASA. I mean, so it's... It's really cool. I mean, Huntsville's a lot of fun. Birmingham's a fun city. So there's like so many good little towns that, you know, are not that far a drive away from Atlanta.
Yeah,
like nice cities to go to. So
yeah, Montgomery's they've got the really cool Civil Rights Museum.
Yep.
It's actually two facilities. They have the outdoor one and then the indoor one, and they've got the Triple A team that's there, the baseball team that's like right there. Stadium's right across the street from the.
I mean, and then you get down to Mobile. That's Ricketts Field and all that stuff, right? I mean, that's the old famous stadium down there. And what is it for Mobile? What is it? It's Willie McCovey, Hank Aaron, and who's the other player that's from Mobile, Alabama? Like three Hall of Famers are from Mobile. It's McCovey, Aaron, and it's somebody else that's from Mobile. So. Again, great baseball, great seafood. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mobile's a fun town. Mobile's got a lot of good restaurants and seafood restaurants and stuff like that down there. So, yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about Atlanta is you don't have to fly to get to some fun places.
Nope.
Right? Or you can go up to Helen. You can go up to Helen up in the mountains and all that good kind of stuff. I mean, so there's so many fun places that you can go to.
Yeah, definitely is. Yep. Yep. Yeah, like I said, we were just up in Gatlinburg, and that was a cool drive because on the way back, we've been to Gatlinburg, I don't know, like probably a dozen times. And for some reason, this last time, it was the first time it brought us back through the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Normally it always brought us back through Knoxville and,
on
down into 75.
Right.
But for whatever reason, this time it took us through the mountains.
Okay.
And that was our first time actually going up in and around. And so it was pretty cool. And, you know, I was telling the kids, I was like, you guys got to like take this all in because not every kid can say they've driven through the Smokies,
don't.
You know?
They don't appreciate
it.
No,
they really didn't.
Yeah, I mean, they don't. My daughter would sleep in the back seat of the car.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, when we were going down to Florida, and she would just sleep for the whole time. Like, literally, like, the whole time we'd go down to Florida. Like, she'd just sleep for the whole drive. You know, get up every so often so we can go eat lunch or something like that. But, yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, you know, want to see the sights? Nah.
Nah, right.
Nah.
And now, and you know, they're kids of devices, so they really, when we were growing up, you your choices were either to sleep or look at whatever was outside. Like,
yeah, or like, you know, they had those goofy games that you would play, like license plate game and all these.
Punch buggy, all those,
I mean, so again, we had to do whatever we had to do to entertain ourselves because again, there wasn't devices and even the radio. Like, I mean, there wasn't like Sirius XM radio.
Right.
Like, you would have to drive through. You know, you would have to keep turning your radio, adjusting your radio to whatever area of town that you were in.
Exactly.
Wasn't like Sirius XM. Like, you just I can have 24/7 music, and as long as I got the satellite around, you know, we can I can listen to whatever. But no, we had to listen to whatever
whatever station you could pick up.
Right. I mean, Akron's Finest Hits or whatever like that, and then Bluefield, West Virginia Rocks, whatever. So, but you had to do all those kinds of things. But anyway, so
now that was road tripping.
Oh yeah. That was road tripping. I mean, look, I've driven across the country before with my folks. I mean, we drove from Ohio to California.
Wow, nice.
You know, so we've done one of those kinds of trips where that felt like 20 years of my life. I mean, but they were fun. I mean, they were road trips, and you just kind of hung out and just kind of slept and things like that, and did all that good stuff. So anyway, all right. When we get back, gonna wrap it up with a Love TKO. Check me for a few more minutes in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.